You're listening to Shapeless Masscast from podcast.shapelessmask.com.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Welcome to Masscast number 33 and a third.
The final insult?
Sort of, yeah, actually. And you've got our special guest.
Very special.
I'm so special.
I am John. I also go by
John.
The Brack Yeller.
A.K.A. Brack Yeller.
The Brack Yeller.
The Brack Yeller.
Wow!
I wore my Brack shirt.
He wore a shirt specifically for the occasion.
Because, you know, well, there's so many Johns in the world, you know?
Oh, I know, honey. Yeah. Let me tell you, sugar, there's a lot of Johns out in the street.
There's only like 15 Brack Yellers, though.
So. Yeah, so it cuts it way down.
But see, he's the only one who's truly yellow. Anyway, Amber.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
And to my left.
Hello.
That guy. And you know me.
SMP.
We have some news, I guess you could say. A lot of things have been going on. I got promoted at work. I've joined the dark side. I'm now an evil manager.
You're now part of the problem.
That's actually my job description. It says evil manager. Who knew? Anyway.
Since they're honest and upfront about it.
As of right now, my schedule is going to disrupt making podcasts pretty much for now. So I don't know. This could possibly be a farewell episode, or this could just be that we're going to be on hiatus for a while.
Yeah.
If it's a farewell episode, it's been fun. Glad we could have John on the show finally, since he was someone we were supposed to have on the show a long, long time ago. We've had just about everybody on the show that I ever, at least that I know in real life, that I wanted to have on the show. I say that because there's internet life too.
Right.
So, but you know,
and
it's been a blast thus far. I mean, you know, we've done close to 40 episodes unofficially.
Mm-hmm. If you count the ones that never saw the light of day, there's like
if you actually add them up, it's around 40 episodes. But we're actually on episode 33. But there's like episode 0, and then there's the 2-part Thanksgiving episode, and all that type of stuff adds up really quickly.
That bizarre episode with that one really cool guy.
What? What are you talking about?
Who are you? Where am I? Why am I here?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I mean, we may go to where we do this once a month. We may go to do where we don't do this at all. Or we may just pop back up all of a sudden out of nowhere and just start up like nothing happened.
Yeah, so don't cancel your subscription.
Yeah, only time will tell. Right now, just consider it a hiatus, possibly, if this is the last time. If this is the last time you hear my voice.
Beware. Send money.
The white.
Send money before God calls them both back.
Yeah. Now, of course, if you do happen to send me and Mr. Pierce enough money to live off of where we can quit our jobs, we'll put out 4 episodes a week, maybe.
Yeah, maybe 2.
Don't want to get in the way of, like, that hardcore partying. You know?
You can always, you know, PayPal and shit like that. And
or send us diamonds.
Conflict diamonds. The more blood shed and the more pain and suffering that went about to bring them to us, the better. You can always send us email with our little email handy-dandy thing we have.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
You can check us out at podcast.shapelessmask.com. That's podcast.shapelessmask.com or at myspace.com/shapelessmaskcast. You can check me out at www.shapelessmask.com, and you can't check Mr. Pierce out at all because he's not allowed to say a webpage anymore.
Oh, for real?
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I thought maybe it was a rule.
Yeah, it's a rule.
Maybe passed by.
No, for real, dude.
Do you have like a little wheel that you spin to like pick the website of the week?
Yes, it's in my head. It's in my head. You can't see it, but I can.
There's a gerbil on it.
Oh, a website today?
Just do a random one.
Here I am giving you an out, and you totally trash it. Then you realize you have to actually fill something in, and you can't think of anything.
I'm thinking of something, you know.
Well, he's got so many. He's got a lot to pick from. Yeah. He's a busy guy on the internet.
Just check out my GeoCities page.
Wow, there are still GeoCities pages? You know, that exist?
Yeah.
I thought they were, like, purged or something.
It's kind of like a way of identifying who's a complete moron.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Check him out at popamericana.com, popcana. And the first Americana is with a C, the second one's with a K for popcana. Check him out there. And I actually found someone who pretty much aced that entire thing.
That's good.
I didn't really. So, anyway. Now we're going to play a song by Man. This is a remix I did. He hasn't even heard this yet. So check it out.
Cool.
Pull that thing back and lay his ass asleep. They praying that I'm beat just because a nigga act cold-hearted. Raised off of heat, so I act retarded. Police outsmarted, so they got to find another plan just to catch this man, cause I'm out ballin'. Who you calling? I hope it ain't the Jace, cause if it is, then your ass getting baked. You was labeled as a snake. I guess you all fucked up in your mind. You a bitch, nigga. We all going time out of town, niggas. Getting shot with the 9-1 shot to his fucking back spine. I'm going no remorse. Now he dead, pissing in his drawers. Lee need a band-aid for them sores. Some niggas say real lyrics raw to the core. I'm coming in, nigga, so you better lock your doors. I'm on that street shit that your ass destined for. Y'all niggas know my name, I ain't gotta say it no more. You better get low, or I turn your ass to meatloaf. That's right, riding in the black lag with the black tag. And don't come down here popping that mouth, nigga. Down in Augusta, don't get to sell merch, boy. Down in Augusta, don't get to sell merch, boy. Down in Augusta, don't get to sell merch, boy. Down in Augusta, don't get to sell merch, boy. Ain't got nothing on the one that I bought. Keep popping off at the mouth, get your ass caught. 1-2,000 shots of Leah's skull soft mush. That's right. Yes, that shit. You know I gets dirty when it comes to this shit. You know I break bread when it's only for the head. You know I'm down to ride when it's only for the click, yeah. You better watch TV and be safe. Are you fucking round in the wrong state? You stay beat. And how you gon' dangle that dead? It's the hood, won't play with that dead. It's right here. I guarantee you won't fight fair. Oh, you thug, I can make the street shit your worst nightmare. Y'all bitch niggas better listen clear. Let me set the record straight, homie, I'm right here. That's get low, I turn your ass to meatloaf. That's right, riding in the black lag with the black tag. And don't come down here popping that mouth, nigga. Down in Augusta, don't get to sell merch, boy. Down in Augusta, don't get to sell merch, boy. Down in Augusta, don't get to sell merch, boy. Down in Augusta, don't get to sell merch, boy. Listen, Chino. That street banger I was talking about. Don't make me run up at your house on that street shit, nigga. You better give it back. You lost your street credit. Thunderstorm records is no more. I'm crushing that shit. Beef.
So that was Man with my remix of Down in Augusta. Two interesting things happened within the past 2 weeks in our humble area. One of them, we'll start off with the less violent story. I'm sure you heard about this, though. WAGT, where John used to work, yep. Channel 26, did a story for some reason about Krispy Kreme donuts.
Apparently they were doing a story about Krispy Kreme donuts. Krispy Kreme was going to do some kind of special giveaway deal, you know, to kind of grab some eyeballs.
And now, you know, I know the people in the production department, too, from hanging out there with you.
I know the people who were involved, and I know allegedly the person who did it. And I won't name any names.
There was nothing
that's not my way.
Inherently bad about the story,
yeah.
Or anything written about the story. What happened was
boom, we're going to do this fun thing with donuts.
Anyway, the graphic that they chose was a graphic they pulled off the internet. They did a search for Krispy Kreme. They found a graphic. They put it on the show.
Yes.
Fine and good, except for the fact that the graphic was one that you probably have seen, Mr. Pierce. I know I'd seen it before. It was the Krispy Kreme donuts logo with two donuts, and then in small text it says, "So good, you'll suck a dick."
Oh, no!
And see, and what most people don't notice is, like, when you work at a television station, you kind of learn that a lot of the stuff that happens behind the scenes, if it ever happened to get on the scenes, would get you fired. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those rare cases where the stuff that everybody's joking about in the back offices actually kind of makes it on the television screen. Because I can tell you...
Did they get fired?
I do not believe so. I'm not 100% sure. But
this made national news.
This is kind of the thing where I would think that somebody would have gotten fired over it. But the person involved, I did not hear that they did indeed get fired, which leads me to believe that they are not fired. Because if they were fired, that'd be part of the story. You know? And then so-and-so lost their job, you know. But that wasn't part of the story. So, you know, but then at my station, my old station, it was a long-standing joke that you could walk in with a newsie, gun down three people, and they'd send you home for the day and be like, okay, you know, come back tomorrow when you're cooled off. And there'd be absolutely, you know, no repercussion for it. So... it's not surprising to me to find out that maybe this person didn't get fired, but all I've heard about it from my source is
for like 90 days.
Yeah, they're probably having everything, you know.
They're going to re-examine the graphic system for how they select the graphics. The best one I think of which I've seen your video of, was the one where they're talking about the congressman who died or the senator who died. He was on life support.
Oh yeah. Okay,
you remember the story? Oh, that's a great story.
Basically what happens is, and at the time when this particular incident happened, we had a system where you had a bunch of preset pictures for what's called the over-the-shoulder graphic, which is where, you know, they've got the screen, right. And two-thirds of the screen is the anchor's head, and the one-third off to the left to the right is just a picture with some, you know, a couple words. And at the time we had a system wherein it had maybe 20 or 30 like preset pictures for just basic generic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to make your own picture, it was a lot of work. You had to go out and find something and Photoshop it and make it fit in a little box and blah, blah, blah. I forget who it was. But
he was on life support for a long time.
Yeah, he was on life support for a couple of days. And
this is horrible.
Right, I think either the first or second day that he went on life support and it became national news, because I think it was kind of an issue of succession, like who would take over the office or some garbage like that. But in any event, dude was on life support, and we have this graphic up next to the anchor's head, and it says, you know, representative from Iowa on life support. But instead of having the little government symbol, like, you know, the dome of the Capitol building or something, had a picture of a vegetable.
Oh, no!
And the only reason that was because the little keystroke to get you the vegetable and the keystroke to get you the Capitol dome are right next to each other on the keyboard. So, you know, there have been stuff like that happens all the time.
And I love that story.
Usually it gets caught before it goes on air because somebody will go back through and double check and be like, oh, okay, we can't do this. But, you know... you got to think about this. You've got people who, you know, they come in, they prep the studio, they got to do all the graphics and do all the write-ups and everything for the news show. They have a lot of time on their hands, especially in a smaller market like Augusta or, you know, one of the, you know, kind of small town markets. I mean, obviously it's different if you're working at CNN where everybody's insane all the time. But, you know, people with a lot of time on their hands, and people who especially hate their jobs and have a lot of time on their hands, will find ways to kill the time and subvert their workplace.
On to the big story. This is one that, you know, made national news again. And we watched the video. Apparently some guy got drunk with his SUV and decided to drive through the Augusta Mall on the upper story. If you haven't seen the video, it's really easy to find on the internet. Go check it out. Yes,
Drunk SUV.
And I really want to get your perspective since you work in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get photos of anything? Or?
No, I mean, he didn't really hit anything other than the doors.
He just took out the doors, right?
I mean, I would imagine there would at least be a couple tire tracks on the floor somewhere. So.
No, the video really doesn't have him getting out much. Looks like he was kind of, you know, driver's editing it through the through the the food court.
I really wonder if maybe he didn't want to hit stuff, like he was concerned he might mess up his SUV.
Well, see, like, when we were watching the video, it's like when he first slams through the doors, there's that little information sign there, and it looks like he, when he's coming through the doors, he wants to hit it, and then he just kind of, like, veers off at the last second.
Or maybe he missed.
Well, the guy was drunk, so, you know, he could have been trying to hit it, and like, it's over here now.
Missed everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. How that didn't end up being fatal, because he was on the upper floor, not the lower floor.
Mm.
I was surprised because there's one part where he crosses over the little cross bridges. I was surprised the little cross bridges didn't collapse from the weight of the SUV.
Yeah, it makes me, honestly, like, for real, I'm like, serious. They have signs on those bridges and on the balconies. They're like, you know, don't lean over, blah, 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 blah.
Somebody
I feel a lot safer seeing that they can support an SUV driving around.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are going to be like going across the little cross bridges, jumping up and down, like testing the weight now that they know that it can support an SUV.
That's if you think about it, one car really only weighs about as much as, like, I mean, an SUV would probably be like 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, no, it wasn't
like
really a big SUV.
15
either.
16 people, and certainly want to have a bridge that could support that few people in a busy mall during Christmas, you know?
Especially if they're Americans.
Yeah, maybe like 10 Americans, yeah.
Real racist American.
Yet another Avenue Q song, and it's called Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Some kind of Nazi word.
German bastards.
Right now you are down and out and feeling really crappy.
I'll see.
And when I see how sad you are, it sort of makes me happy.
Happy.
Sorry, Nikki, human nature, nothing I can do. It's Schadenfreude.
Not very nice, Gary.
I didn't say it was nice, but everybody does it. Do you ever clap when a waitress falls and drops a tray of glasses?
Yeah.
And ain't it fun to watch figure skaters falling on their asses?
Sure.
Don't you feel all warm and cozy watching people out in the rain?
You bet.
That's Schadenfreude. People take
Schadenfreude, huh? What's that, some kind of Nazi word?
Yup, it's German for happiness at the misfortune of others.
Happiness at the misfortune of others. That is German. Watching a vegetarian being told she just ate chicken.
Huh? Or watching a frat boy realize just what he put his dick in.
Being on an elevator when somebody shouts, hold the door!
Yeah. No! Schadenfreude, fuck you, lady, that's what stairs are for.
Ooh, how about straight-A students getting Bs?
X's getting STDs.
Waking dormant from their naps.
Watching tourists reading Macs.
Football players getting tackled.
CEOs getting shackled.
Watching actors never reach the
ending of their Oscar speech. Schadenfreude.
You and me, who've been knocked around by fate.
Cause when people see us, they don't wanna be us, and that makes them feel great.
Sure, we provide a vital service to society.
You and me, Schadenfreude, making the world a better place. Making the world.
On the MassCast header, where you're listing all the different things that everybody does, there's no comma between this day in history and Perry Logan. So it makes it look like it says this day in history, Perry Logan. So I keep waiting for like the one podcast where you guys are going to be like, oh, on this day in history, Perry Logan did this. Which I think
that reminds me. So
concept.
In this day of history, Perry Logan woke up and masturbated to a picture of Jane Fonda. Now, drank some coffee and took some meth, drank some more coffee, took a little bit more meth, popped some ephedrine, drank a little more coffee, washed that down with some Jolt, then went out to his backyard to scream at passing cars for a while. And
see, I don't think he even goes outside. I think he just screams at the walls and the see the cars.
Well, he calls it his rec room, the outside, and it's actually not passing cars. He's just seeing them because you take that much ephedrine, that much coffee, and that
so
much.
So should we watch a? Should we just go?
Sure, ahead. Let's watch Perry Logan. Why the fuck not?
See what he's up to these days.
I think you're crazy, just like me.
And now, Perry Logan.
You are staring at the most abject and total failure of any government in United States history. Well done. Well done, neocons. You see, that's what we call failure. Hi, neocons. Welcome to Failure 101. Hi, this is Failure 101 for neocons. Neocons, this is Failure 101. You're here because you failed. You're here because you failed. Do you understand? Hi, neocons. You're here in Failure 101 because you failed? Okay. Which part of you failed, don't you understand? A known criminal. George W. Bush was already a known criminal. You have failed. You have failed. Which part of that don't you understand, you neocon idiot?
First coquette in the White House.
First National Guard deserter in the White House. Lost more jobs in his first year than any president in history. Lost more jobs in his first year than any president in history. He broke more international treaties than any president in history. Wingers, listen. This is failure. Wingers, listen. This is failure. Wingers, this is the sound of your failure. George W. Bush went on to break more international treaties. To break more international treaties. Now, the neocons are still walking around. Hey, guys, you neocons. Hey, look, wingers. Psst. Listen, I'm trying to get through to you. You're walking around like this. And you should be walking around with bags over your head.
Neocons, don't you see how horribly and indelibly you have failed? The people of the United States, the people of the world.
Oh my God. To follow that up, we're going to play Psychobabble by Frau Frau.
There you go.
Because that just is fitting.
Happy title.
Enjoy.
How did you get this number? I can't get my head round you. Of course you're not coming over. Snap out of it. You're not making any sense. Understood no meaning. Snap out of it. I'm not falling for this one. If love is surrender, then whose war is it anyway? Do just what I tell you. It's so damn easy. Then what do you need me for? Just look at the state of you, babe. Step out of it. You're not listening to this. And just for once, could you let me finish a sentence. Do just what I tell you. Just dying to try me. Do just what I tell you, and no one will get hurt. Don't come in any closer.
do we do now? So what do we do now? So what do we do now?
Interestingly enough, we've been joined by John and Tammy yet again.
It's Ralph.
Tammy's wearing an incredibly short skirt, and she keeps... She's already flashing
up,
everywhere.
For God's sake.
Flashing everybody. It's fun. My panties
never
are cute.
I never realized you had such a nice ass.
So
she's
now?
Got nice legs, too.
I'm just fucking with you. Jeez. You're the one who flashed me your... Anyway.
I can really flash if you want me to.
I can tell she had a nice ass from that one picture from the podcast a couple nights ago where she kept passed out on your bed, or a couple months ago, rather, where she passed out on your bed.
She got nice bum she wears.
Oh, she has a nice bottom.
Okay. So, moving on.
Yeah.
No. Let's stay with this topic. I like this discussion of bottoms. It's stimulating.
You did it.
What? Oh, hey, I'm missing it.
Yes, you are.
That's okay.
My panties are cute.
I'll take your word
mine
for it.
Mine are yellow. And they have
what does it say on it?
It says, oh, what a tangled web we weave.
This is the Howard Stern Show.
Isn't it? It's pretty much. We've turned the podcast.
We've never been lucky
Find
enough.
The video camera. Now we need some midgets and George Takei.
For those of you who are just joining us,
she's bold.
We were talking about the Krispy Kreme story. So we were talking about the fact that he worked there, and it's not the first time that something like that's happened with that specific station. But I've been waiting to have you on the show just so we could have some more of these stories because I find them hilarious. But then I know the people who work there.
You know, some of them are only hilarious to me because of things. Oh, well, I'll tell you. Let me preface it by saying that this particular anchor who used to work at that station, her name was Danielle, and she was not
a bag of hammers.
She was not the brightest bulb
I met
in
her.
The pack.
She was a bag of hammers.
To give you an idea, to set the stage for this person and the level of intellect that we're dealing with, when I first started there, you start on the lower end of the totem pole and you kind of have to do the basic, you know, scud monkey stuff.
Oh.
So, like, I'm in the studio and I'm winding up cable and she comes in. No. And this is like the middle of March, and she's singing that song "Winter Wonderland."
Why are you going to tell them this story? This is going to
get you
branded.
This
on
sets
the
stage. This sets the stage. So she literally, you know,
I'm just going to say
from one
right
side,
now, your name for him is about to change.
Yes, from one side, and I've grown used to it, so it's okay. She's walking from one side of the studio to the other because it's a fairly wide studio. And literally gets right to the door to the newsroom, stops. She gets to the lyric about building a snowman and naming it Parson Brown. Stops in the doorway to the newsroom, turns around, points at me and goes, "You're Parson Brown, tee-hee!" Turns around and keeps going back into the newsroom. And so, like, you know, the two other people who are in the studio with me are like, "Parson Brown." And it stuck. So I became known as Parson Brown at the stage. So, like, you know, like my old boss just moved up to the Atlanta area and she called me because we still kind of keep in touch. And, you know, I get a voicemail from her. It's like, "Hey, Parson Brown, I'm in Atlanta." You know, it's like, I'm never going
to
escape this.
The first time I went to the studio, everyone, they called him Parson. They even called him Parson Brown. They called him Parson.
It just got turned to Parson shortly.
I was like, what the hell is with the whole Parson thing?
Was
and
like,
he told me the story. I was like, wow.
We spent
and then I met her and it made perfect sense because she's fucking stupid.
We spent like probably 2 months on and off trying to determine precisely what a Parson Brown was. Because I was thinking, like, maybe it's like a really subtle joke at my expense or something. Maybe she's trying to say, like, you know, like Jim Brown kind of Parson Brown or something. So we spent like 2 months trying to figure out if there was any possible way that we could turn that into an insult. And then after 2 months, we were just like, nope, she's stupid. That's all there is to it.
Well, tell about the
she's dumb as a bag of hammers.
Riverwalk story.
We do what are called live shots, where you're out, you're not in the studio, you're out someplace, and you got like the truck with a satellite connection going, and you know you've got some kind of live thing happening behind you. And she was doing a story out there. I forget exactly what it was about, but she's like, "Yeah, we're here, and there's this stuff going on behind me, and
it was Fort Discovery.
Was it Fort Discovery?
Yeah.
I forget. There are so many tales I can tell about this one person that, you know, I've kind of lost track. But she's at Fort Discovery, and she's, you know, "I'm here at Fort Discovery. Where am I at again?" And this is, like, on the air. This is, like, she's wrapping up her story.
You hear the cameraman. "Riverwalk.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. At Riverwalk.
I'm Danielle. We'll be back, you know, kicking it back to the studio. And you can kind of, like, the anchor at the time, before they cut back to him, he's like, you know, he's got his hand in his head. He's leaning on the desk like, oh, my God. Kill me now. And then he's like, okay, thanks. And you know, and he has to keep a straight face after that, you know. But people who have been in Augusta for a long time remember Neil Gordon, the troubleshooter. Neil was a fun guy to work with. There's another guy I could tell loads of stories about, but I won't.
He wasn't like
he was a nice guy. Yeah.
He wasn't stupid. Like,
no, he wasn't stupid. He was one of those guys who's on top of his game. I have a decent amount of respect for him. Neil and Danielle were sitting on the desk together for a long time. They were anchor and co-anchor or co-anchors, I guess. And you know, at the end of a block of news before they go to commercial, they do what's called a tease, where it's like, okay, you know, in the next, when you come back from commercial, we'll have this story. And we always broke it down so that there would be two stories that we would tease from the next block after commercials. And one anchor would go like, you know, and coming up next, we have this. And then the other anchor would, you know, drop in per the script. And then we have that. So, you know, come back and join us. So Neil's up there and he's reading, you know, blah, blah, blah. We come back and we'll have this. And there's a pause. And he kind of like looks over and realizes that Danielle's out there somewhere. And then we'll have that. So tune on back. And then like, we cut the commercial, we go to black. Neil's leaning on the, you know, oh my God. Everybody on
the
studio crew.
So she was sitting there, right?
Oh yeah, she was sitting there. And what was great about it was that...
Oh yeah, I didn't know. Maybe she left the studio and he screwed up.
No. Like
she was there, like,
she was just spaced out. Staring. She was just kind of, ooh, pretty.
But like, the lights.
Like elves.
They're shiny.
But the best part about it was that her staring off into space went on for about 15 seconds after the break.
Oh God!
And like everybody
in
the studio,
how did she maintain a job?
Everybody in the studio is just like literally rolling on the floor laughing. She kind of comes back like, "What happened? What's going? What's so funny?" And Neil's just kind of like, "Nothing, Daniel. Go back to sleep." And then like she's just like, and just kind of went about the rest of her day as if it never happened. And to this day, I don't know if she realizes that she's spaced out on air like that. I mean,
I never saw that one. Was that
wonderful woman? Wonderful woman, very nice. You know, very kind woman.
No, she's very nice.
I mean, I have nothing against her personally, but
she has her moments.
She had her moments, and her moments were memorable.
When you think like ditzy anchor woman. Like I've seen a lot of TV shows. News broke us nowadays.
She's a ditz.
The anchor woman tends to be sharper than the man on the show.
Well, yeah, have to, because it's the career minded thing, because you know the whole men control everything.
But there was a time when everyone considered the anchor woman to be a complete total bubble headed moron. And,
yeah.
And I'm sorry, Danielle. She was very nice. He's right, but she was that stereotype to the T. Blonde, maybe not in real life, but blonde. Well, like, you know, and.
Yeah. And the turkey story. The story was about like, oh, turkey farm, you know. So we're gonna take you to this turkey farm in preparation for Thanksgiving, you know. Which great story. We're gonna slaughter these turkeys. Rock on. But you know, whatever happened, the story was about turkeys. So they're going into the teas and they're talking about, you know, like, and you know, next up we'll have this story. And Danielle goes, what does this sound remind you of? Gobble gobble gobble. And like you can see the other two anchors sitting at the desk trying like so hard to
that
swallow
was the
their
one
tongues.
I was thinking of. I forgot about that one. There's another one.
So you know, she's kind of looking at her and be like, huh? 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 You know what I'm talking about? Huh? And everybody's like, and she goes, well, this story about turkey farms. And then we cut the break, and then like, you know, as soon as the lights go down, you can hear everybody in the back like, ah! Through the walls, because we're all like rolling on the floor, dying with laughter.
This sounds like the little production that we had at my school.
I mean, it's just, and you know, it's so amazing to go into this field, like as a college graduate, to come into this field and be like, oh, okay, you know, I'm in a studio. These people know what they're doing. They're professionals. They're up on it. They're, you know, they know what they're doing. And then find out that they're really just as lost as, you know, me, the guy who just got hired, you know.
What was your job there?
I had many different jobs.
Depends.
Yeah.
It could change from day to day.
I started working in the studio.
I would walk in to hang out with him when he was doing sound. They'd be like, okay, you're doing camera today. I'd be like,
yeah.
Well, I was going to hang out. He's like, yeah, no, come on.
It's cool.
And I sat in a chair, the chair that they interview the people on the show. I sat in that chair and watched them shoot the news on the floor, which was just weird because I'd see in the production room. In the production room, you're relatively seeing close to what you see on the show. The only thing you're getting that you don't get on the show is when they're not showing the cameraman, I mean, when they're not showing the anchor, or when they're not actually showing the news, they're still filming. They're still not filming necessarily, but they're still the camera's still on. You still see, like, they cut to this anchor, they still have a camera on that other anchor, so you can see what they're doing, and they're kind of sitting there like,
sometimes they'll pick their nose or, you know.
But,
pick out wax out of their ear.
No. The one I'm talking about, the turkey story I'm talking about, was after Thanksgiving.
There's that moment,
I'm sure there's some technical term for it. There's a moment at the end of the show where they've actually finished a little early.
Pad.
Okay, see, yeah. The pad.
We've got to fill this extra 30 seconds before we can cut the commercial.
It was right after, it was like the day after Thanksgiving. And they're talking about, they just done the sports. So they're talking about the sports. And there was a lull in the conversation.
Oh, yeah, and she goes, who likes turkey?
Yeah, and she goes, so what do you guys think about turkey?
Complete non sequitur.
They're like, yeah, well, that game, you know, blah, blah, blah. So check out the football, you know, there's a lot of football coming up.
It's going to be a great weekend for football, blah, blah, blah.
So what do you guys think about turkey? And you get this moment, this deer in the headlights expression on all the other three anchors. They're all like, what? And they kind of have to cover. So I think it was Jeff goes, yeah, I ate too much of it.
Well, what was great is if you go back and you watch the footage, you see Jeff kind of look back at like one of the other cameras and go like, what the fuck is she doing? She's been drinking. Like, just look on his face like, please kill me, you know? I'll tell you another story about, and I don't know if you ever met him. We'll call him the Yard Gnome. Because people who work there will know exactly who I'm talking about. And it protects me from a legal standpoint in case the Yard Gnome wishes to, like, attack me in a court of law. There's this gentleman who, to my knowledge, still works there as an engineer. And engineers are basically just the guys that walk around and fix stuff. You know, tape machine's broke. Hey, engineer, come fix it. And they come fix it.
They're like the IT department.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the tech guys. The Yard Gnome has been there for a while. He's about like about 3 foot tall, hairy as a mofo, and maybe about 60 years old, smokes a lot of cigarettes, so he has that cigarette stank about him. And he's from Wisconsin, so he's got like a really thick, like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this now, eh, kind of thing going on all the time. And I remember one time, we were all sitting in the control room just watching primetime television, and there's a couple rooms nearby, and there's a room where we've got all the bank of all the satellite monitors, all the stuff that we're taping via satellite for the next day's air comes in. And we hear this big zap, the lights flicker, and there's like a puff of smoke that comes out of the room. And so we're all just kind of there sitting at the control board, like looking like, what the hell just happened? And the Yard Gnome comes in. His hair is like sticking out. and he's kind of got like, you know, this faint smoke coming off of him. And he kind of looks shaken, and we're like, you know, Yard Gnome, what happened? He's all like, oh, I think I did something wrong in there. I'm going to go downstairs now. And, like, walks out of the room, and, you know, there's like that beat. And then everybody falls on the floor laughing, like, oh, my God, he did it. He killed himself. That's so funny.
Give me I'll take some.
But, like, he's one of those guys that is inherently ineffectual, and I don't know why he's still working there. Another story, when we used to, back in the days of dot matrix printers, we would have what are called like onion skin paper, where it's like 5-ply paper, and it would print, and that way you get 5 copies of the script instead of having to run like the same thing 5, because the script is like 70 pages long. So instead of having to print the same thing 5 times, you would just print the one and then split all the copies in the script. So it was a very important printer. If it went down, it was a big deal because nobody would get their scripts in time. So one night, of course, it goes down, and they call the Yard Gnome to come fix it, and he comes up, and he, like, presses 2 buttons, and he's like, oh, I can't fix this, we're going to have to send the printer back to Japan, because the Japanese have very small hands, and they can reach in there and fix the right gears. Turns around and walks off, and everybody's just kind of like, okay, I guess we're sending it back to Japan. So I come back from lunch, and I'm one of, like, the 2 people in the building who knows enough about the printer to be able to fix it. And I go, like, how come the scripts aren't printing? And they're like, oh, you know, it's broken, and, you know, the Yard Gnome says we have to send it back to Japan, blah, blah, blah. And I went over to it, and I started plugging at it, and, you know, after 2 minutes, got it fixed just by pressing the little buttons on. I didn't, like, rip it open and whip out my pliers and MacGyver on it. I just made it work. And so, like, you know, 20 minutes later, Yard Gnome comes walking in. He's like, oh, how did the printer work? Wow.
Milton.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's essentially the Milton of the station. He lives down in the basement. He kind of wanders around muttering to himself.
Does he sleep down there? Is there like a little bed?
He may. I don't know. We just don't ask those kind of questions for fear of the answer we might receive. But yeah, it was 7 years of a strange long trip. And I'm kind of...
Glad it's behind you?
I miss it sometimes. Because, you know, there were good days. The good days were good, but the bad days were bad.
Would it be okay if we played, before we play the next song, play the segment from the midget about the weather?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear that, and then we're going to play a song.
Augusta, Georgia. Normally a town with a nice, average, even quaint kind of weather. But not always. For the years of pleasant weather were bought with the blood of the innocent. As Mother Nature buried the Garden City of the South in the worst she had to offer. Deadly floods washing away whole families. Heat waves where people burst into flames. Crushing blizzards of the kind that made you want to eat your neighbors. Chief Meteorologist Jeff Rucker takes a ghastly walk down the forbidden memory lanes of Augusta's worst weather. Tonight at 6 and 11 on 26 Action News. Watch this story, or Mother Nature will come after you.
Thank you.
entertainment plan for you today. Legalized by both the church and the state. We have a little entertainment plan for you today.
No!
Oh! Oh! We have a little entertainment plan for you today. Especially for you.
Hey, I'm fucking kill the fucking guy by cutting off his balls and put him in my fucking tomato sauce. I take a derelict's pussy. I take a derelict's pussy. I take a derelict. I take a derelict's pussy. Just take a constipated turd and have her masturbate herself into a bowl of pus.
All right, I got you, Joey. I yeah, you're really a fucking murderer. I don't know what the fuck I would do. Slit his throat.
Can I crumble up all the scabs and have the shit and the pus from the derelict's pussy mixed up with the scabs.
Now those of you who are weak-willed or cowards would have fled by now or regurgitated over the seats in front of you. We have a little entertainment plan for you today.
Take a deep breath.
We have a little entertainment plan for you today. We have a little entertainment plan for you today. We have a little entertainment plan for you today.
Do you really think you can get away with this? Some women don't obey on your mind. Intoxicating emotions, potions of slime. Great matter slurred on a water with blood buckets and splatter. She's real, so I make this appeal. This is spectacular. Then I put my own vomit in there. Then I put my own vomit. Then I put my own vomit in there. And then I go to a barbershop and get all the hair off the floor. And I put that in there too. And then I go to some more bums and I get a scraper and scrape all the plaque off their teeth.
We have a little entertainment plan for you today. A legitimate form of punishment. We have a little entertainment plan for you today. Legalized by both the church and the state. We have a little entertainment plan for you today.
No!
We have a little entertainment plan for you today.
Something that may happen to you.
We have a little entertainment plan for you today. A legitimate form of punishment. We have a little entertainment plan for you today. Legalized by both the church and the state. We have a little entertainment plan for you today.
We were just listening to, who did you play?
Rexop, In Space.
And then Prince Paul, That's Entertainment.
Cool.
Which is, you guys like Prince Paul?
Yeah.
Prince Paul is the man.
Balls.
Which balls?
Suck my ass.
He's Prince of Space. Anyway,
I hate to see the king.
Oh, let's here. Let's review the world.
All right.
Yes, review the world.
Do you want to choose?
He's been waiting for this. Oh, no.
I have a notepad that's like full of stuff that needs to be reviewed.
Mildred reviews the world.
Large?
Six.
I was going to say guar.
What is six?
Oh, guar.
What is six?
It's large.
Is it food?
Or is it
food? It's food.
It's food?
Yeah. It's food. Sure, food.
Twinkies.
Okay, why do Twinkies get reviewed?
Twinkies or all Hostess foods as a whole?
I like the...
you probably like the Hobos.
I don't know.
No, cream pies are Little Debbie. There's a difference between Little Debbie and Hostess food.
Occasionally there's some overlap.
All right, let me give you some Hostess stuff. You got ho-hos, ding-dongs.
Cupcakes.
Devil squares.
I just remember, those are the ones that all sound perverse.
Yeah.
Like Little Debbie snacks, you know, they're like...
They're fairly generic.
Swiss cakes, you know.
Zebra cakes. I think zebra cakes are as naughty as they get.
Those sound pretty...
Because they're a little jungle fever, you know.
No, you got the ho-hos, the ding-dongs, the dum-dums.
Susie Q's.
Susie Q's.
Devil squares. I loved devil squares.
Devil squares are good.
I know Twinkies.
Just go with Twinkies then.
I like they have the little chocolate cupcake.
No, Twinkies are the golden sponge cake.
I know what a Twinkie is.
Oh, okay.
Who doesn't know what a Twinkie is?
Well, I don't know.
But the rest I don't know. They have like chocolate muffin. But it's missing the muffin top.
And it's got like a chocolate icing on it. Those are cupcakes.
And a little white.
Yeah, those are Hostess cupcakes.
God, okay. I can devour those things.
Usually, like if I was out driving, I had the munchies. I would grab something more like cool nuts or.
But if I get one that peel the chocolate layer off the top.
Oh, this is what you get. This is what you eat when you eat the munchies.
This is what I eat. Period. All I eat is Hostess products. I've given up on regular nutrition. I just eat Hostess.
The Ding Dongs are. I would have to say I really don't like them.
Ding Dongs are hit and miss for me. Like Ho-Hos.
If
I could like eat nothing but Ho-Hos for the rest of my life, I'd be a happy man.
There's these one things. Ho-Hos. They're like circular and they're kind of small. And
you should go buy some.
They taste better frozen.
Taste.
I didn't like them just straight out of the box or the package.
Ding Dongs?
Yeah, it might have been Ding Dongs.
Ding Dongs are not bad cold.
I didn't like them regular, but stuck them in the freezer till they were kind of hard. They were delicious.
Tell me about how hard they were.
Oh, they were so hard.
Okay, we can stop now.
Safety.
Wow.
So how many thumbs are you going to give to Hostess?
Did he just fart in my bed?
Two.
I couldn't get up.
Maybe.
Leave.
I'm being generous here.
I can tell.
And definitely like three down, man. Like, those things will kill you.
See, I have
this is like all you eat.
Well, no, not really. But yeah, if I could do that, it would be awesome. I have this theory.
Hang on, what are those?
But you can't because it's got three thumbs down, man. That's another.
What are those things? They're like pink. I know you know what I'm
not
talking about.
Coconut
they're
pink.
Vibrators?
No, they're Hostess products.
Oh.
They start with a Z. I think they're like
frosted vibrators.
Exactly. Something.
I think they do like because they do seasonal variations of their standards. They'll do like seasonal Twinkies and seasonal Ding Dongs.
Well, they have
like Christmas Ding Dongs.
You're not talking about like there's the coconut covered.
Oh, snowballs!
Snowballs!
Oh, snowballs!
No! I'm talking about the
since the name
thing.
Snowball.
I know, but I thought I seen pink ones too, though.
Oh, like, a really good thing to do with those is you take the marshmallow inside out and you have just like the thing and it's backwards and you place it on someone's car and then they go and they look at it and they'll get confused and they'll start poking it and is it an animal? What is on my car?
Okay, I'll buy them for that.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't need them, but for some strange weird prop like that, hell yeah, I'm doing that tomorrow.
Well, see, I have this theory.
It's only good during winter.
If there's ever a nuclear war, the only thing that will survive will be like cockroaches, Cher's nose, and the Twinkies. And it'll be like this war between the Twinkies and the cockroaches that like Cher's nose will either be for or against. Like Cher's nose will make or break whether the Twinkies win or the cockroaches win.
I'm definitely hoping the Twinkies win.
I'm pulling for the Twinkies myself, but you know.
Like that one episode of Family Guy.
Will these be radioactive?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like that one episode.
Anthropomorphic Twinkies.
Yes, they will have arms and legs and possibly eyes.
The only thing I would like is if, you know, somebody.
I've given this a lot of thought. There will be a great Twinkie society after the fall of man.
Huh.
So what's next?
We can talk about nuclear war.
No, we're going to review another item.
Oh yeah. One of them's
item four.
War. I think that's a food.
We just did food.
Oh, that's right.
Food is the same out of all of them. Number 10, food. Number 11, food. We have 11.
I'm hungry, really. I really am hungry.
You just have pizza, man.
Why?
Just pretend you're like in a concentration camp.
What is?
Or pretend you're on Survivor. Yeah,
oh my God! Screw Survivor. I am hungry. I want to go to a McDonald's and feast.
Four is a video game.
That's right.
It's sad that I have this written down and I know more about your own thing than you.
I have it on a Google notebook. That's the problem.
Four is a video game.
Right.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure you've already done Lego Star Wars in an earlier podcast.
Yes.
So I will go with the ship.
The ship. Like Das Boot?
No, well, like Das Boot. I guess in German it's probably called Das Boot, but The ship is based off the Counter-Strike engine.
Okay.
And basically what it is, it's like it's kind of like Clue in that it's a murder mystery game set on a ship.
Uh-huh.
But your object is to assassinate one of the other characters.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
But all the other characters who are playing are also, one of them is out to assassinate you.
This is a video game?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to download it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of about maybe a year, year and a half old, I think. You can get it off of Steam. Steam.com.
But they don't sell it in PC
games. It's PC
games. I've never seen it in GameStop.
Does it cost anyone?
It's PC. It's probably like $10 to download, I think.
I mean, it sounds like,
but
I mean,
it's worth it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, but he hasn't played it, so.
But I give it 5 thumbs up for it.
Just on the concept.
It's probably going to suck.
Because, like, you get different weapons. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Is it 3D, though?
It's 3D. It's based off the Counter-Strike engine. So everybody's kind of cartoony, but the mechanics work pretty well. What's 8?
It was like an idea concept, I think.
Idea concept.
I thought that was 10.
Close enough.
Well, I'll go with a concept, just because that's what you're saying it is right now. Okay, I'll give you a choice, because I respect you.
All right.
You can choose between reviewing comic book superhero movies,
uh-huh,
or bumper stickers that are more than one sentence long.
I'll go with...
No, okay. Bumper stickers.
No, bumper stickers.
Oh man, I want to nerd out about heroes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, no, nerding out's good. Can we do both? Comic book movies or comic book superhero movies.
It is a TV show, but it is very
basically the concept being translating a comic book hero to a screen. So
what I like
small.
About what I love about heroes is that it's not without being like kitschy or anything like that. It's so comic booky.
Yeah,
it really is. Just the framing.
I've heard of the show. I mean, who exactly character wise is in that?
Well, from the beginning, basically, it's people discovering they have superpowers.
It's not like you've got like Superman, Spider-Man, or anything. It's just like,
so these are whole new characters.
Yeah, it's a whole universe written from new cloth.
My favorite one would have to be the Asian who can stop time.
Oh, of course.
I've actually never actually seen the show. Believe it or not,
Nakamura.
Yes.
Oh my god, that was crazy when he's just sitting in his office and he's looking at the clock and all of a sudden it gets slower and slower and then it stops and he goes, yeah!
Did you get to the episode where Peter Petrelli is on the train and
meets Hiro Nakamura?
No, that was like one of the craziest things.
What was her power?
Huh?
What's her power?
Who's? Which one?
The other trick girl we're talking about? I'm assuming she had a power. Or...
Well, you got the cheerleader who's invincible.
Claire Bennett.
Peter Petrelli thinks he can fly, but it's actually his brother that can fly.
And he just picks up on whatever superpowers other people have around him.
Oh, yeah, he's the mimic, yeah.
He soaks up.
Well, that's
other
cool.
People. We're missing one. There's five. Oh, the crazy chick.
Oh, yeah, the one that I suspect has multiple personalities.
It's much. I mean, obviously she's some kind of superhero of some sort, though. I mean, it's much worse
than... They haven't shown her power or anything?
She can tear people apart, basically. She's got super strength, at least. And her boyfriend is the guy that can walk through walls and stuff.
Her baby daddy.
Yeah, her baby's
Her baby daddy that just walked out of jail. But yeah...
And then you got the Haitian who can erase people's memories. And Claire's creepy-ass father. Who was the one that was in Lance Carl's interview segment? Except he wasn't wearing Horman glasses.
I haven't watched that.
It's an awesome show.
I have heard nothing but good things about the show, and I have not seen
really
a single
well
episode.
It's just really well filmed.
I just don't want to grab it every
episode's got a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
From the second one where you see New York being exploded by a nuclear bomb.
And even though...
And the guy's head cut off. And when they say head cut off, they mean the top of the skull. And you see this. It's actually really graphic for TV.
Yeah, I've heard. Because there was one episode that happened, I think, last week or the week before, where like some nuclear guy like basically exploded in somebody's living room, and
that episode had me in tears because it was so sad. It actually resolved a huge story arc, and
I'm probably gonna go out and buy the DVD set Sight Unseen, just based on how many good things that I've heard about it.
But with Heroes, even though I know that I can take the time and actually watch it on TV, I'd rather
tune in and watch it.
I'd rather watch the downloaded version because it's such a suspenseful show. It's such an awesome show that I can't imagine having to watch it with commercials.
I think it's actually really indicative of a lot of ways TV is filmed now because they realize that
it's a lot more cinematic.
Because you're going to see it on DVD rather than TV, so they film it a little differently.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's kind of a general trend in the industry towards
that. I mean, I can imagine watching those commercials for real, so.
Yeah.
That'd be really weird.
Yeah, now you've seen almost the entire first season.
I'd watch Space with commercials. If it was British commercials.
With titties and stuff.
Oh my god.
Nine. You know what nine is.
Ooh, he
British Royal?
Good, yeah.
Actually, yeah, I've got like two of them here, and I'm not sure if you've ever done it or not, but let me throw it out. King Arthur.
All right. Yeah.
You've never done King Arthur, and he's the British Royal.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, it's kind of confusing whether or not he was real or...
Maybe the consensus is that he wasn't.
But in a way, he was. I mean, it's...
Well, review him as an archetype.
Yeah, he's an archetype.
We can squeeze it in that way.
I've never really been big on the King Arthur story, but I do like the whole Holy Grail story a lot. So I liked the third Indiana Jones for sure.
Yeah.
So
and Monty Python.
Yes. There you go. Well, everything I know about King Arthur comes from movies, and you know, it's either the Monty Python King Arthur or the one that ends up fucking Keira Knightley. I can't remember what it's called. King Arthur, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, lucky guy.
Not so lucky. He got killed by, was his brother?
His own son, depending on whichever. His own illegitimate son by his sister, depending on which version of the myth you're reading.
Maybe that's why I thought brother. I thought it was by his best friend.
Yeah,
if you fuck your sister, that makes your nephew's son.
Okay. I thought Sir Lancelot killed King Arthur.
No. Sir Lancelot got the chick after King Arthur was dead.
Yeah. He went to Guinevere and he got her.
It's really a tragic story.
Yeah.
Meh.
They also were back then.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, King Arthur.
Yeah, I'll give him a 4 thumbs up.
Thumbs down?
For
not being real.
That's a serious slight.
Yeah. You stupid unreal bastard. I'll show you. 4 thumbs down.
Okay, so we're going to play another song.
Oh yeah, more yeah. Kill all the white man. Oh yeah, more yeah. Kill all the white man. The white man call himself civilized, 'cause he know how to take over. The white man come to pillage my village. Now he tell me I have to bend over. Oh yeah, more yeah. Kill all the white man. Whoa, whoa, more yeah, yeah. Yeah, more yeah, kill all the white man. No, I do not like the white man up in me. He rape all my people as he rape my country. Everything I love and cherish, he tried to take away. We will be rid of him, soon come the day. Oh yeah, more yeah, kill all the white man. Oh yeah, yeah, more yeah, yeah, more yeah, oh yeah, kill all the white man. We'll be right back.
just listening to Kill All the White People by NOFX, which
Kill the White Man.
Kill the White Man.
We have to keep the white women alive.
Kill the white people. We gotta make them hurt. Kill the white people. But buy my record first. I can't believe that nobody pointed that out to them. Anyway.
Someone probably did.
What are you watching? Hey,
can you pronounce the name for me, please?
Which name?
For the classical piece we just listened to.
Oh, the last one.
The Old Boys soundtrack? Yeah. Let me pull it up here so you can see what I'm talking about.
Something like that.
I can't. I'm not going to butcher the name. It's like
Zombie, pirate, ninja, robot, monkey news.
Well, we have a guest spot.
I don't have the actual links or anything.
That's what you're saying. More libel.
Well, no.
This time?
Yeah. Monkeys. Well, you got to worry
so
about
totally
like,
sue
monkey, li- monkey libel. It's like bad. But, because it's indecipherable and then they throw poop at you. And...
but anyway,
anthropologists have found a tribe of, I believe it was chimpanzees in either South America or Africa that are using tools. Mm. And it's just this tribe. They use like spears to kill things with. Which basically kind of plays into the whole evolution thing as you know, yet another thing that kind of can be used to as proof of evolution. And B, presents for the first time a natural competitor to man. Because George Bush will like go in. We got to remove the monkey menace, and like.
They could conceivably be a competitor with George Bush if he was on the same level, you know.
Well, see, I don't know if you gave like George Bush like a stick of dynamite, and like the monkeys a bunch of spears, which anyway leads me into my concept here because
this is like libel and then he's making threats against the president.
Yeah, we're all gonna die. We're all gonna be in camps before the day is out.
Which is it? Are we going to die?
We're going to go into the camps and then they kill us at the camps. Yeah, exactly. It'll be an undead camp. It'll be like zombie.
We'll be zombies.
That'd be awesome.
So you get some zombie news out of your monkey.
Well, you don't think if we don't have zombies that there's not going to be zombie internment camps? Come on, Gabriel.
Okay, so the whole concept of monkeys with spears led me back to a concept that I cannot claim as my own, and I cannot remember who it was that first introduced this to me. A concept called Monkey Fight Club. Which is basically like, you know, everyone has a person in their life that they absolutely hate, either past, present, or, you know, conceivably in the future, that they would want to have, I do.
I'm thinking of you.
And yeah, well, I mean, and, you know, if you want to do this, if I have to go out like this, I can live with that. Everyone has this person they hate. So you go out and you hunt this guy down in the wild and, you know, you blow dart him in the neck. And he wakes up. No, the dude that you hate, the dude slash dudette that you hate, gets blow darted in the neck.
Why is he in the jungle?
Well, I'm coming to that.
Okay, most people that I know.
Because this is like you know, if you want this guy that you hate to die in the most painful and like disturbing way possible,
so you got to kidnap him first and put him in the jungle.
There's no jungle. Okay, he gets hit with the blow dart.
The concrete jungle, my friend.
He gets hit with the blow dart and he wakes up in an abandoned factory.
Right.
With one exit. And no weapons, no tools that he can fashion into weapons, and he's butt naked. And all he hears are screaming chimps and the sound of metal slamming into metal. And that's the sound of like 40 to 80 monkeys, male monkeys who have had all the females removed from the population so they're all horned up and insane, with crowbars. And the naked dude with no tools has to make it out of the warehouse. Because there's only one exit out of the warehouse, and he's the furthest point from it. He has got to make it out of the warehouse with no tools, no weapons. So it's like the one naked guy versus 40 to 80 horned up monkeys with crowbars.
I'd watch that show.
And see, and you can mix it up.
I would like to go out that way, actually.
You can mix it, because see, the brilliant thing about it is...
My dad went out that way. What are you talking about?
The brilliant thing about it is it's got like a bunch of different concepts where, you know, like 1 week... You can spike the monkey's feed with crystal meth.
How many people do you have that you hate?
I have a lot. I have a lot, believe me.
He's got a list.
And then when I run out, you know, there's other people.
This is like as elaborate as the whole sweatshop thing. I mean, this is like...
But if only there was a way to combine the sweatshop.
I mean, 99%.
Oh my god! The kids that misbehave in the sweatshop could be beat with monkeys with crowbars.
Well, see,
So basically, this is a very elaborate murder.
Or like you were saying,
99.99% of people just use a gun or a knife or something.
Okay, it's not necessarily murder.
Not a monkey.
You don't usually see
a tribe of horned up monkeys.
You don't see the warehouse full of horny monkey M.O. very often on the crime books.
I honestly
you need to contact your sister about that.
I don't think you're
going to
get past the first one.
Well, see, and that's the thing.
Without getting caught.
That's the thing.
I don't think I don't even think you're going to get to the first one before getting caught.
I think you're going to purchase a bunch of monkeys off the crowbar. Without someone going, hey, wait a minute.
This is obviously like a perfect world or a comic book world death trap.
Okay.
I mean,
the perfect world
or maybe in like that.
So John's at least willing to admit that he's functioning outside of our reality.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely outside of reality.
Convinced himself that this is doable.
What happens?
Sorry, Nick, I love you.
What happens with Monkey Fight Club is that every single time, if the guy with no weapons who's completely naked just runs for the door, he dies. Because there's like, 40 to 80 horned up monkeys.
So this is like
Cube,
basically.
Basically, yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
So like,
Cube, I just
remembered. The guy, he can't just directly fight the monkeys because he will lose every single time. The monkeys will just bludgeon him to death. So he's got to be all like, MacGyver and snipe the monkeys. He's got to kill one monkey and take the crowbar from the monkey. And then has to like...
MacGyver never killed...
But it would have been a much better show if he did.
How is this MacGyverish?
Well, because he's got to do like he's got to set up like death
he's
traps for the monkeys.
Steal a crowbar and get this, use it as a crowbar.
Yeah. Because like MacGyver,
we'll
find some
Where
string.
Where does he come up with those ideas?
And some chewing gum and the crowbar, and he'll find a way to blow up a factory and take out 90% of the monkeys. But see, like. You have to. You can't just make a run for the door. You're gonna have to kill one monkey at a time until you've either knocked the monkey population down to the point where you can make a run for the door.
So you think this is gonna be like in an action movie where he's
well, no, I'm thinking like
to attack the
like when we get to that
character.
Like Stephen King Running Man kind of future where we have like video games that are like
don't
the
think
the,
it can't happen.
Yeah, like the reality
now,
TV shows to whittle down the population.
If this was a video game. I would have to.
Oh, this would be a great video game. Because I mean, like think of Counter Strike, think of like Half Life. It's kind of the same concept. You just replace the zombies with like horned up monkeys with crowbars, and like level two can be like monkeys with shurikens or something. You get like one monkey, like a gorilla with a katana at the end.
Oh my god!
I mean,
there's
like
in the training levels, monkeys with nutcrackers or something.
Yeah, yeah, And here's your
point.
Here's your butt ass naked guy.
This is officially the best podcast ever.
It's a good one to go out on.
So
if we're going out, I'm glad we're going out with style.
Nah, we'll do one like once a month.
No, like I was trying to tell you, was you remember how in the child factory where they get to work up to be a certain age and they get to go home?
Yeah.
They walk out that door.
They walk into Monkey Fight Club.
They walk into Monkey Fight Club and it's this long alley and all there are is these monkeys just...
It's like the fight scene in Old Boy.
Well, see, like... The other great thing about Monkey Fight Club is that eventually the monkeys will become good at being Monkey Fight Club monkeys. So they'll get better. They'll gain experience.
Well,
evolution because,
but what if they start beating the shit out of each other?
Exactly.
Crappy monkeys.
Well, no, see, because when there's no human beings, they'll just kind of go and look, or we'll
they certainly will.
Sedate the whole factory. We'll pump it full of like nerve gas or something that knocks them out.
They're not going to attack each other.
And then like wake themselves up. No, because in this reality, the monkeys don't attack each other.
Because that was another question I was going to pose is, okay, if this guy wakes up with all these monkeys...
Well, we can just get more monkeys.
No.
We can get more monkeys.
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. It's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of monkeys in crystal meth in the world. We just get more.
What I'm saying is the dude wakes up, and what if the monkeys have already found him and killed him while he was asleep?
No, because
he comes up on a rising platform.
Or drop him in from the ceiling, or something like that.
oh dear God! What if he's afraid of heights?
He's gonna land in a factory full of monkeys. Lands. I think the fear of heights is the least of his problems. I mean, we can just toss him into the pile of monkeys. That would be fun too. I mean, it's just such an open-ended concept.
Wake up.
I'm sorry. How I see this is there's one room in the factory, and he wakes up, and he finds a key in the room,
and he unlocks the door to get out.
No, see, because
there's all
that
these monkeys.
Sounds like
you have to take away the element of choice from the naked butt-ass human, or the butt-ass naked human.
We'll do it like Saul. We'll tie strings to his legs, so when he stands up, the door falls down.
No. We just time his little wake up juice to when the monkey's wake up juice kicks in. So that way they both wake up at the same time and they just go nuts.
Yeah. So the monkeys are gonna be groggy.
Groggy.
No, they're horned up.
Groggy, and horned up, and pissed off.
How are you going to hook them up with meth and knock them out?
No, we will knock them out, and we will wake them up with crystal meth.
Oh, dear God.
And then they'll just be, like, screaming, like, and running around with, like, crowbars and shit.
But somehow they're not killing each other. So.
No, they won't, because they will.
Because it's magic.
Maybe we will.
Into the realm of magic.
Maybe we will. Because
this can only be controlled by magic.
No, the theory is.
You're an evil sorcerer.
The theory is.
Who owns an abandoned factory. I mean, not a Colosseum.
Yes, my monkey didn't
kill him. I'll tell you guys, I'm going to do this one day.
Wasn't this basically the plot of Wizard of Oz?
Except there were no crowbars.
Oh my God, I'm going to do this one day. I'm going to buy a factory, a bunch of monkeys, some crowbars.
He's buying into the fantasy.
You planted the seed. Originally, he was going to invest in the sweatshop, but this sounds like a much better business
one
model.
One crazy person is better than
I did say I was going to invest in the sweatshop. Fuck the sweatshop. I'm going to do this. I want to try it.
The sweatshop.
I want to see Nick and John on a show to debate the merits of the monkeys
I've heard the sweatshop proposal.
Let me be there.
I think it's good. I think it could happen. But, you know, my monkey proposal has a certain amount of, like, basic novelty factor, you know? I mean, it's just, how can you say no to monkeys with crowbars?
Horned up monkeys.
Horned up monkeys.
I'm not,
40 to 80
I'm
horned up monkeys.
It shouldn't be done. I mean, I think all
40
these
to 80. What if it's somebody you really, really don't like? You throw 80 monkeys
I say
in there?
40 to 80 because you can't prevent some of the monkeys from killing the other monkeys. But I factored in for the possibility of monkey murder.
Eventually, they'll evolve out of that.
For, like, monkey on monkey crime. But, like,
monkey on monkey crime.
That's why we have 40 to 80, because by the time dude wakes up and the monkeys all go, dude's awake, let's go get him, you know, there might be 67, because like 13 of them might have murdered each other. But like the idea being that when the guy wakes up, he hears like the monkeys and the steel beating on steel, and he freaks out, like, you know, he wets himself, he shits himself, and the monkeys can smell the fear, so the monkeys go, ooh, human, and they chase down the fearful human.
The common too. A really
or like
common.
You can inject the naked dude with like female monkey hormone. So all the horned up male monkeys go like, oh hey, female, and they go chase the guy down, and then you know when it's not a female monkey.
They're trying to fuck him.
Well, you know, they can fuck him to death. That's cool too.
Getting fucked to death by a monkey. Holy
wow.
Shit.
The object here is to try and kill the dude somehow with one of the monkeys, or all of the monkeys, or some portion thereof of the monkeys.
You know, I'm comforted in the fact that if you ever commit a murder, you are going to get caught.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the, you know, it's a one-time shot kind of thing, because...
Well, you were convinced that you would... Pretty much all of your enemies.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know,
once a week or so.
I'm just wondering. Do you think like your sister's done like any case studies in school about like a warehouse full of horny?
What you would do though is when you were done and the dude was dead, you'd grab the monkeys and the crowbars and you get out of there.
Yeah,
you just leave the guy there.
You just gas the whole place, you know, with some kind of nerve gas. Collect all the monkeys, collect all the crowbars,
and go.
You know, collect the monkey corpses, or even better, leave the monkey corpses to confuse the cops.
Sure.
And go.
I don't. Yeah. If this was real life, and you try to play out the fantasy, I think you'd get caught after like.
Well, yeah, because you know they track the monkeys. They'd probably track the crowbars.
Yeah. They put two and two together. You know,
oh, it's this guy.
FBI.
He's buying a bunch of monkeys and a bunch of crowbars. You know.
We're done.
No good.
Oh man.
We don't even the CSI guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Was that you that just tried to call me?
Sort of. He was trying to use Skype.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't... I was trying to...
It confused the hell out of me, because it came up with like 5 years and then...
Yeah, it's a weird... It's kind of creepy
seeing
it the first time.
Yeah, I haven't paid for a phone number yet.
It's a bit creepy.
Okay.
Okay, so we got to run something by you here. John has this idea. We wanted to know if you ever run a case study of this while you were in school.
It's,
It's a concept.
Yeah, a concept. A murder.
Okay.
It's the perfect murder.
It's
This is
Monkey Fight Club.
Monkey Fight Club. Here, let John tell you the quick rundown of Monkey Fight Club.
Can you hear me okay, Kristen?
Yeah.
Okay. The theory is this. You take somebody that you hate.
Obviously, because you're murdering them.
Because it's a murderous death trap. You take somebody that you hate.
Or maybe you're just a fancy-ass hitman that
likes to show off, whatever. In any case, the guy has to die. So, you know, you hit him with a blow dart, you tranquilize him, he falls down, and he wakes up in a factory that's abandoned. And he wakes up naked.
Or she.
Or she. Wakes up naked in this abandoned factory with no tools, no weapons, and all they hear is the sound of monkeys screeching and metal on metal. And that's the sound of 40 to 80 monkeys.
Horned up.
Male monkeys who have had the females removed from the population so that they're horned up. And they all have crowbars. And the monkeys have to kill the guy before the guy can escape from the warehouse. Because there's only one way out of the warehouse, and the monkeys are between him and it. And there are no tools, there are no weapons. It's not like he can open up a closet and find a shotgun. It's just him versus the monkeys.
We just want to get your official opinion, since you have some education in this. Are you aware of anybody who's used the warehouse full of monkeys as a murder
weapon? The Monkey Fight Club.
I am not aware of any warehouse monkeys.
Any kind of monkeys?
Has anyone in the history of crime ever used a monkey to kill somebody? And I don't mean as a bludgeon.
Well,
how about a CSI episode?
Okay, but do you agree that it's possible for a pack of monkeys to take down a human being?
Well, I'm not an expert in monkey behavior, but...
Like, if they were properly... If they were, like, you know, like, stacked up on crystal meth.
Hey, anything possible.
See? You see? Kristen, I have to thank you for validating my theory. You've made me a very happy man. And potentially a very rich one.
Thanks for calling in, caller.
What? You have no father!
Father, oh, dude. See, don't take it out on your sister because I'm right.
You bastard! You just have no father!
In a perfect world, Monkey Fight Club would be awesome.
Perfect. Not for the guy that gets killed, obviously.
Well, obviously not for the guy that gets killed, but, you know, for you, you know, to be like, you know...
You'd be a great dictator, man, yeah.
That evil boss that you've always hated, to see that piece of shit getting run through Monkey Fight Club.
All the monkeys to him immediately.
We're spending too much time on the human delivery method. We don't really need to spend this much time on the human delivery. We need to focus on the fact that monkeys are killing dudes.
I'm sorry. I'm engineering this to where it might actually work.
You gotta keep him. This guy designed an airplane when he was how old? Like 11?
I don't know.
Eight.
I was young. Shit.
Can you draw us a detailed diagram of the monkey factory and how everything keeps in order? And
do you have a piece of paper?
See, he's one of those kids that drew those kind of things, you know?
You're not getting the cut of the profit. That's all I'm saying.
I don't want to. I want to design the factory for you.
Here,
and you know what? It's gonna have two stories. He's gonna have to get down the staircase.
You're spending too much time on the delivery method. I think what should happen is that the monkeys should respawn. There should be shoots where you can shoot more monkeys with crowbars. You know, shoots of different sizes.
Well, how about just a monkey shoot
out of one, and then a gorilla out of another?
How about like a monkey shoot and then the crowbar vending machine?
Like that cave where he comes down, he grabs the crowbar, he's going down, and he lands, and he's got the crowbar. He's like, all right, let's go fuck up some shit.
Yeah. And eventually, at the very last level, you get to go outside, but oh, there's some spikes hanging above the door, and they immediately you die anyway.
You get that 1 second of hope, like, oh, freedom, the door, and then you die.
Yes.
You're gonna kill him anyway when he gets out the door.
The lady or the tiger? The lady or the tiger? That's all I have to say. Do you remember that?
Yeah. So we'll play Dan Warren in Springtime?
Yeah.
I know a skinhead and all that he likes is beating up Mormons and taking their bikes. But even he and his friends are out flying kites, 'cause it's springtime. The blue and the green are erasing the gray. The clouds look embarrassed and shuffle away. And me, I'm looking out.
knows if the sun sees they came out in spring.
Springtime and not for Hitler. And then Void, that was better for you.
You guys need to kidnap Void and just put him in a studio and force him to work.
That's kind of what he's doing.
Yeah, sort of. Oh, and while we're on the subject of Void, congratulations, Void just produced a third, well, he didn't, like, he sort of halfway produced.
He built it.
A third child.
From springs and pulleys.
Is it born? He's a daddy again.
Is it born?
Congratulations.
Yes.
Cool, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that he had a second child.
You know what? I never thought to ask.
Oh, yeah, let's call him and find out.
Dude, no, boy or girl.
Let's call him, why not? Why the fuck not?
We're doing a podcast, and thought about your offspring.
So I can go 2 for 2.
He's a monkey, so he'll have a good perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just call everybody about Monkey Fight Club. You know,
I'm happy to spread the joy and gospel with Monkey Fight Club.
Who is that?
Kristen.
Oh,
why are you calling her again?
I'm not. She sent me a text message.
It says, what? "Tell EBA he's fucking loud."
But she's got the little pee sticking out tongue thing.
Okay, call Chuck.
Chuck.
Emoticon.
Oh, hot anime chick.
Like smiley face?
On the page, I'm going to make it sticky.
Well, let me see. I just want to see which one you're talking about.
I don't know.
Z.
What?
GTA's better.
Oh. I don't.
Blast me.
Yeah.
It might be better drawn, but the cards are... Let me see. Okay. Yeah, that's the love interest.
She's
a bit of a doxy, really.
Yeah, you can see her nipples.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. I don't care that it's a drawing. I masturbate to drawings all the time.
He's masturbating to drawings right now.
With drawings, he wraps the drawing around.
Oh, stick figure head.
Check in.
It's his voicemail. So let's tell him what we're gonna. Oh, congratulations on having
a third
boy,
sex child,
boy girl. We'll edit out whichever one it isn't, and then.
I maybe you told me and I forgot. I'm sorry. It was a boy or a girl. But congratulations all the same. Name it after me.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
Your speech worked. Cool. Congratulations.
Your boys can swim.
Anything you like to add to that, Tammy?
No.
Okay.
Congratulations on the baby.
Aw.
Congratulations.
Your soldier stood up.
You almost made that sound like that whole your dingo ate your baby. Congratulations on your baby.
So moving along.
Are we going to leave the voicemail running or are we going to say goodbye? Goodbye.
Oh, the voicemail.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
The advice column.
Occasionally, I'll just catch a glimpse of a girl's chest when I'm talking to her. Sometimes they notice, sometimes they don't. Do you think it's rude or offensive? I don't do it on purpose, but I do realize when I do it. If most would rather that not happen, then I'd try to stop. So what do you think?
I think that how can you realize that you're doing it on purpose? What the hell? First off, second off...
I usually do it on purpose. I mean, I'll...
Yeah,
I'll
yeah but so, you're pretty intentional. Yeah. You can't accidentally look at a chick's boobs. Unless
well,
you're like...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I don't know how
you
that
jerk!
Happened.
He was looking at your boobs.
Yes, he was looking at my boobs.
Well, I mean, okay, if some naked chick jumps out of a closet...
Well, most of them are naked.
If some naked chick jumps out of a closet, she's going to get her ass kicked by monkeys and crowbars.
Well, okay, in this reality, there's no monkeys and crowbars. There's just naked chicks in closets. No, I'm proposing...
Well, I want to go to that reality.
Yeah. I'm proposing this theoretical instance of a woman,
okay, we're back
woman,
into a fantasy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I did a lot in the realm of theory. Theoretical situation.
Naked chick
jumps out.
She's hot, right?
Well, obviously, you're going to look at her tits. She jumps out of a closet. She's naked. There's her boobs. You've seen them. Is that accidental or is that on purpose?
No, I'm saying the very first thing that's going to happen is a monkey's going to come out of nowhere with a crowbar.
No, okay. Move beyond the monkeys.
Okay.
I know it's hard to do, believe me. But
I think to answer your question, if you want to go the serious route, I will give you a very serious answer. There's a lot of women, and actually you two don't really fall that category. A lot of women wear outfits that draw a dramatic amount of attention.
Oh, no, the fact I have a rip right here.
Yeah, but you're wearing...
Yeah, but there's nothing, you can't see anything.
It's all like you don't cleavage exposed. That's what I was
saying. If you take that shirt off.
Like tight
and
cut.
The bra. And, then,
and cleavage, that's usually a really, like... I mean, most
welcome
guys...
Welcome, Matt.
They don't
necessarily...
But, you know, we all have ourselves, what Freud would call the superego, and we all have
Arcel, the id. And the id's like, ah, hey, fuck. I want to fuck that. I want to fuck that. I'm not just speaking to you guys specifically. I'm just saying, you know. And so, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, a lot of times you don't mean to. I mean, I worked at work in a position where I had to give evaluations.
I work at the mall. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of hot chicks walking through the mall.
You see a lot of cleavage, I'm sure.
No, well, I mean cleavage or not, whatever. I mean, there's chicks with, you know, like a lot of
chicks with dicks.
Well, that's a completely different movie.
I was gonna say boobs. That's, you know.
Whatever you're saying.
I work at the mall, and you know, I see a lot of chicks with dicks.
This is the you're talking about Denny's. Didn't you go to Denny's? And
no, that was me.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
We've been to Denny's too.
Female and long story.
Anyway,
continue.
It was you, wasn't it?
Anyway, I'm just saying, whatever, you know. When I look at their tips, that's usually on purpose.
But see, like, there is like the, what I like to call the naked man / train wreck syndrome. If a naked man jumps out at you, you can't help but look.
This is, we're getting back into the weird fantasy thing.
He doesn't have to be naked. I've done this before. I've walked out with my dick hanging out with a group of friends.
Oh, we're doing
this game.
Because that somehow makes it better that you're with a group of friends with your dick hanging out.
Do me a favor. Don't ever refer to us as your friends.
Yeah, especially
you are my friends. All right, so the story is we all saw Waiting, and you know the game in Waiting where if you show someone your penis, kick them all the ass and call them gay.
Yeah. I have never said. What are you? What the fuck are you talking about?
The movie Waiting.
I will give it to you when I
give
you back.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
It's
UHF.
It's a movie. It's okay. A very good movie.
It's a movie about people who
show and they show their penises to each other.
We played this game, but only at this one friend's house, and we never played so that as long as
this has creepy uncle.
Nah, so you got to be at work there. I mean, if you're not at work, then it's
a here I am. I'm walking down the hall with my dick hanging out, and immediately everyone goes, "Hey, oh shit,
the bathroom." The time in the bathroom,
I was going to take a shower at this friend's house because I don't shower a whole lot and everybody thinks I stink. Someone kept knocking on the door. So eventually I walk up to the door, butt-ass naked, and open it, and like five people immediately look, not at my face, but right at my crotch.
I go, oh! And he closed the door.
And that's my point. If a naked man jumps out at you, you can't help but look.
No,
so
it doesn't have
it's
to be
like,
naked,
it's like
though.
Fight or flight. You have to assess the threat. Oh my god, there's a naked cock, and you look away.
No.
There's no shame in that. There's no shame
I'm just,
in that.
I'm just weirded out that we go
so
from like...
understanding is...
No woman's chest to cock and balls. The naked woman in the closet to the naked man on a train, was it?
And people
jumping out of a train?
Oh my god,
was
it? Oh.
Train wreck was the other one.
Oh, yeah, okay. If
you see a train wreck, your first impulse is, oh, look, there's a train wreck. And then, you know, you realize, okay, I'm rubbernecking, I'm a horrible human being, I have to look away. But, you know...
I don't.
Here's the shiny thing here, I have to look at it.
So the advice is, don't worry about it. Look at the tits,
you're
don't stare at them.
Just don't slobber.
Just don't lie to yourself and think that it doesn't offend women.
Don't drool.
It does, because it's actually a shirt. It says this. I've seen this. It says, my eyes are up here.
It doesn't offend like all women all the time, though.
Well, see, women should wear hats backwards and say, my eyes are down here, and then on the shirt, they have eyes drawn right on the boobs.
If you don't want, you know, chicks,
women
if you don't
should just
want
not
guys to look at your boobs, don't wear a shirt that reveals cleavage.
Well, it's not just about cleavage. I mean, just looking at, you know.
Well, okay, all right.
That are just
some girls are naturally big-breasted, and they wear shirts to kind of like hide it because they don't.
Okay, maybe. Yeah,
and
maybe I'm just reading into the advice column a little too much. Maybe because that's the first thing that popped into my head was like girls with shirt revealing cleavage, and he's looking at the cleavage, not necessarily like, oh, there's a girl in a very very large woolly sweater, and she just happens to have really big boobs.
And it's not just about boobs. It's just about checking out
boobies.
A girl in general.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not gonna look at just boobs. Unless you're obsessed with dudes.
Yeah, and in that case, that's bad.
I mean,
you need to diversify.
There's worse things than being. There's worse
Add
things than being,
body parts to
being
your
obsessed
portfolio.
With than boobs for sure. Yeah. So I mean,
feces.
Like feet. Feces would be quite a bit
feces.
Beyond feet
yeah.
for
yeah.
sure. Like your cousin,
feces
your real
like
cousin.
Yeah.
She's like, show me pictures of feet. Show me pictures of feet.
Your puppy's a little bit of a nutter.
Or how about Brandon?
I liked her though. She was cool. Mm. She is really weird. Will I get rid of hickeys fast?
What
will get rid of hickeys fast?
Not makeup.
Right.
What will get rid of hickeys fast?
Become a zombie.
No? Even better.
Hear me
get somebody to punch you really hard where the hickey is and turn it into a bruise.
Dump
your
girlfriend.
No, not makeup, because actually we went to, where did we go that one time? We went to Ruby Tuesdays. and they apparently had a party the night before, and our waitress comes in, and you can tell she has a hickey because she's trying so hard.
Oh, that's something I need to talk
about. To cover it up, and it's just, no.
No.
What I love about the advice column of John is every single question somehow conjures up something.
Oh, yeah, I did that one time.
Quickly.
I don't know. How do you cover hickey?
A scarf? A band-aid?
Toothpaste?
I don't know why I use band-aids. I'm like, come on. Like, when's the last time you saw someone with a band-aid and you said, oh, take it off. Let me see what's under there. Usually they want to show you and you don't want to see it. Yeah. So
that's the whole point of wearing it.
I say go the Andy Kaufman route. Get like a fake leech or something and put it on there. Because, I mean, people are going to see it regardless. You know, you might as well have fun with it.
Put a band-aid on. No one's going to go, what are they? What did you, I cut myself shaving. Unless you're a girl, in which case you say I burn myself with the curling iron. I don't know.
Yeah, that actually would work. I burn myself with the curling iron.
No one's going to go, oh, bullshit, out. You're covering a hickey. And then, you know, unless you got like four or five of them, in which case they might start to wonder. Anyway.
Right, then. Okay. So me and my friends were smoking paper. Yeah, I know it's retarded. And I know it can't get you high unless you stuff it with weed or have smoke newspaper, which is ink. But I was wondering if there are any effects. You do inhale a ton of smoke and burn the heck out of your throat. Well, that is an effect. Just wondering.
I've actually smoked ink before, and it is very fun.
Oh my god.
Comment on every fucking thing!
No more advice.
He's making this shit up.
No!
No, he's not! I've seen it!
We smoked Pokemon cards.
Okay.
How did that happen?
So there was a guy
who was got bored. Somebody was like crushing up some pills or whatever. It was like Adderall. So I rolled them up. I was like, it's like a joint. And somebody lit it on fire and started poking on it. He's like, whoa, I feel lightheaded. And so he just started passing around.
Well, I mean,
see, you got it. When I was in high school,
this was middle school.
Fuck, dude. And I know you probably heard this. This one, because we all were in high school the same age.
Yeah.
The big thing, for some reason, I don't know how this started, was snorting candy. You take
Pixie sticks.
I only did it on a dare because I got paid for it. I wasn't all like, hey, man, I'm going to snort a Pixie stick. It can feel good.
Why don't you get paid, like $1 or something?
No, I want $5 like that. It still wasn't worth it because like my nose burned for like.
I took a small pinch. I put it on like my pinky and I like stuck it like up in my nose.
Pixie sticks?
Yeah, just a little tiny bit to see what the effect would have. Like I, because my mind said this is gonna burn like hell, and it burned like hell.
Yeah.
I was like, boom. You guys are crazy. I was just curious what the effect would be. You know what I mean? I didn't expect to get high. I didn't think there was anything in pixie sticks that possibly could inhale. These are the same motherfuckers who when you're in grade school like. Yeah, you take the gum and you chew it inside the wrapper.
I've never
heard about that. Like the different gum, the ones that don't come in aluminum foil, you're supposed to chew it inside the wrapper, and it's better because
you get rid of the paper.
The only thing I snorted in high school was Coke. Okay, and I feel like less of an idiot for doing that than people.
Cocaine or Coke?
And as someone who is talking about snorting.
Candy, so.
And as someone who snorted a pixie stick, I would totally spot you that because, you know, I was fully aware that when I was snorting a pixie stick, it was going to hurt. I was not going to get high. I wasn't doing it for any other reason than to get $5 from my friends.
Right.
And maybe be able to be like, you know, I snorted a pixie stick and you're a chicken shit because you didn't.
Or Sean didn't pay anything for
it.
He was just the little Colombian drug dealer. He's like,
I just a little tiny bit because let me tell you what happened was I was sitting at a table with a bunch of people who had been doing this was like a pharaoh and somebody else, a pharaoh, the gayest name I've ever
heard. Is that his first name?
Wow, really?
Sounds like a weird last name.
I thought you were like giving him a street name or something.
A pharaoh. And I think Alex too, now I think about it.
I don't remember that. They're all sitting there, and
they weren't faking it, I could tell, and they were knocking back like entire pixie sticks and really seeming to enjoy
them.
Yeah, and they weren't saying it was burning. I was like, there's no way it's gonna be burning the hell out of them. I was like,
there's a way to do it where it doesn't burn.
Yeah, you gotta take a lot of coke like the day before.
No. You just snort it and it starts to get like a drip and it just like drips sugar down the back of your throat.
That's disgusting.
You know, like,
that's nasty.
Do you think that's what they were enjoying about it?
Nasal passages really hyper.
Well, maybe that's why people suck down high then. I don't know.
I can't imagine.
When I started the pixie stick, it was really hyper for like 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Any advice about people who smoke paper?
switch to a pixie stick. We'll be fine.
Switch to ink.
You're a damn moron.
Switch to ink.
It's like menthol and non-menthol cigarettes.
No, it's like probably like regular toxic paper chemicals.
And no paper.
Yeah.
No,
you're
sucking down carcinogens, moron.
Well, not carcinogens, you know, like things like chlorine and stuff. Yeah, I mean, chlorine like, gas, you know. I think. And
that'll only kill you.
Exactly.
There you go. I'm the most stupid person in the world.
I say smoke it. You know, let's clean out the jeans.
Smoke everything. Okay, well, we're gonna play another song.
Like what?
So we're gonna listen to Walkie Talkie by DJ Shadow.
Kid, this ain't no rock and roll dream. You said, kid, it's really real.
I get a feeling it's gonna be a riot.
Why don't you tell me a story? Please tell me a story, too.
You know, I think I'll tell you the story of my life.
You tell me.
We'll be right back.
With Mary, picked randomly by iTunes, and I thought that was a really good song.
That's cool. I used to go out with a girl named Mary, so hey, Mary. She doesn't really like
that
me.
About, that song's about pot. Mary, so, huh? That song was about pot. So.
Well, actually, she was the first one I ever smoked pot with.
Oh, okay.
Well, other than the one time in high school that it didn't get me high,
that's
so
right.
I count that.
A hip hop song about marijuana.
What an
original concept.
Yeah.
Is it really? I would have never guessed.
It's a new one on me. Because all my hip-hop's all about being cool to your brother man and, you know, occasionally helping old ladies across the street.
Wow. Half an ounce is a lot.
Yes, it is.
Do you want
it's
cookie
like
or a cracker?
Not as much as an ounce, though.
Well, let's see. I already am a cracker, so... I'll take the cookie.
I love fucking
with a cookie.
I know. That's why I hate the fact that
come
you're
come to the dark
boss.
Side. We have cookies.
I'd go to the dark side.
Anyway, so... Hey,
hell, I'd go to the
I had Jay
for
on the show, and he was my boss, so.
You had Jay
on the show? Jay was my boss.
We're going to play paintball with Jay next Saturday.
I'm going to be in Jacksonville.
So I'm going to paintball the hell out of Jay.
We're doing red paint, and after that, we're going out to dinner. We're immediately going from where we're doing the paintballing out to dinner. So we're going to go in, like, of course we're going to put towels down on the car.
No, I've got you topped on that one. We did the haunted house at Augusta State. Oh, everyone God. Was dressed up as what? Bloody zombies, then we would immediately went to Denny's.
No, we're not going to Denny's. We're going to
tell you about it later.
Very nice.
You want the SpaghettiO juice at the bottom?
Sure, don't
put it. Oh, foul.
Oh,
you,
God. It's like the swill of the 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't want it. But I figure he's nasty enough. He might want
it. Oh, it's like this episode was brought to you by SpaghettiOs
with Franks. With Franks. With Franks is the best.
It's like eating out a chick while she's on her period, you know? It's only gross the first time.
Well, yeah.
No, that's pretty much gross all the time.
The funny thing is the look of horror on Tammy's face when you said that.
Embarrassment. Thank you.
That was supposed to be a secret.
Embarrassment 101.
I didn't say it was you.
Well, anyway, our guests this week have been Tammy, John, and Amber.
No!
Ralph.
What the fuck ever? His name's John.
He's gonna be hilarious.
And
John.
I do not buy into the
whole...
John's and John.
First off, there's another John on the show.
Yeah, that'll...
So I'm Ralph.
There's already confusion as to your identity.
Even more reason to have a pseudonym.
Yeah, but see, I'm Brachialer John. And yeah. It's like...
Ralph John. So, you guys need to get the fuck out.
I want to go home anyhow.
Ralph Hapshat, by the way, is the man that got married at the beginning of the
If this is our last episode, thanks for listening. Everyone who has listened, go back and listen to the old episodes again. There's a possibility we might keep going. We're gonna
work it out. We are.
We're gonna try to keep it going.
I think we'll do a once a month thing.
Surprise! But keep checking back. We'll have something on there for you, crazy fuckers. At the very least, it's just a temporary hiatus for a while. And again, podcast.shapelessmass.com. Tell your friends, even though we may not be doing anything in a while, still tell your friends. Shapelessmass.com is me. MySpace.com/shapelessmasscast is the website. Mr. Pierce is Pop Americana. Wonderful site. Not much there, but still plenty of photos to check out. Tons and tons of photos.
Is that your Flickr?
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
But thanks for being on the show, everybody. Bye. I hope everybody had a good time.
I'm hungry. Yeah. I like bread. Thank you.
Now let's see John Skanner's impression.